We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Welcome to America's Dining and Travel Guide with your host, Pierre Wolf, heard live for 2 hours every week. You're always invited to join the conversation. Call Pierre live at 1-855-4-BIZ-TALK. That's 855-424-9825. And now, here's your host, Pierre Wolf.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to America's Dining, now in its 30th year. Would you believe that? And each and every Sunday we are here, I meant to say, for 2 hours. So don't go away after the first hour is over. 2 hours each and every Sunday. And now I'm going to introduce you again to someone who has been on the show before, but with his outstanding, unbelievably stunning book that's called Joe Knows Fish. His name, Joe Guerrera. Welcome to America's Dining, Joe. Thank you for being there.
Hi, Pierre. How are you? Thank you very much for having me.
It's a pleasure. Are you in New York as we speak?
I am in New York.
How are things in New York? Speak about it a little bit, would you please, Joe?
Beautiful weather today. Yesterday was questionable. But today is an absolutely gorgeous beach day.
Tell me something. How did you get involved in writing this magnificent, stunning book? And I repeat myself, Joe Knows Fish, Taking the Intimidation Out of Cooking Seafood. Joe, how did you get started? Please.
Well, you know, all my friends and my customers are, I've always heard, how do I do this? How do I do that? And what happens if this, I normally overcook it, and I don't like this, and I don't like that. And the book is about taking the intimidation out of cooking seafood. And I wanted to do this about 15 years ago, but I was too busy building a business. And finally I said to myself, I'm going to do it. And I got a writer. And I got someone to extrapolate everything that's in my head, and I was able to put it into paper. And I had fun doing it.
And it turned out to be magnificent.
That's how it happened.
I said it turned out to be absolutely stunning. What business are you running currently? Any business that you're operating?
I am running two businesses. Well, really three, a wholesale seafood division in the Fulton Fish Market. Then I also have gourmet markets, very high-end gourmet markets called Citarella. And we sell the finest seafood, meats, prepared foods, produce, and any high-end products, smoked salmon, caviar, the highest-end products. That's what we do. We have seven stores in the metropolitan area.
Wow!
And I've been doing this for all my life.
That's fabulous. Are you selling, by the way, are you selling to restaurants, hotels, and food operation, or to individuals?
Both.
Both.
I do.
And how do they get to know you? Do you have a website that we could mention, Joe Guerrera?
We do. As a matter of fact, where you are, all you have to do is go to Citarella.com, and you can get the same New York Citarella quality seafood shipped to you overnight by 10:30 the next day.
Unbelievable. I'm a real lover of seafood, and Denver, Colorado is not known except for trout, which obviously is available to us by going fishing in our mountain lakes, and that is one
fresh
of the
water.
Delicates. What are you saying?
That's freshwater seafood. Freshwater fish.
Freshwater fish, indeed. Now, you know, the book is just absolutely magnificent. And what are some of the treatments that are important that people should know in treating the fish they just received and bought? Joe Guevara?
Well, the first thing you have to do is always start with the finest ingredients. So even after you have a good quality product, I recommend using a good quality olive oil and good quality sea salt. I don't recommend, and I don't use table salt. Table salt is not as healthy for you as sea salt. Table salt is saltier than sea salt. So when you cook with sea salt, it's kind of a good thing.
Very good. Now, are people intimidated by seafood? Is it offering them a problem and a worry as to how to treat the seafood they just bought?
If I'm not mistaken, it's page 22. I have rules, and my rules are freshest ingredients, always use a timer, not a thermometer. When you're cooking fish, always pat the fish dry. Then if you want to flour it or bread it or whatever, but the fish needs to be dry. And if your cell phone rings, don't answer it. Because when you're cooking seafood, it's not like cooking a pork chop or chicken. When you're cooking seafood, you could cook it 1 to 2 minutes on each side. And I know if you just stand still, 1 or 2 minutes seems like a long time. But when you're cooking, 1 to 2 minutes is not a long time at all. And don't ever turn your fish twice. Just whether you're grilling, sautéing, or whatever you're doing, put it in the pan. Be patient. If you want it rare or you want it medium rare, be patient. Wait for the appropriate time, whether it's a minute and a half, 2 minutes. Flip it. Wait for another minute and a half and 2 minutes, and it will be done perfectly.
Joe Guevara, one thing I must tell you, oftentimes when we go out to fine restaurants, I mean top of the line, they overcook the fish, which I think is a sin. Would you agree with that statement of mine?
Totally. That's the reason why I made the book. That's a big reason, because many, many times, even a restaurant, they overcook the fish many, many times.
Right.
For me, that's unacceptable.
You're absolutely
because
correct.
Because I want to be able to taste my fish. And when the fish is overcooked, that's when people will say, you know, I don't like halibut, or I don't like codfish. Why? Because two reasons. Either one, it wasn't fresh to start, or two, it was overcooked.
Absolutely.
So now these people, this even happened to my photographer. One day, now we've been together for a couple of years, and we're doing skate. And he says, I don't like skate. And I said, Bill, what are you talking about? He goes, I don't like skate. I said, Bill, let me show you. So he photographed the raw picture of the skate, and then I cooked it for him, and he photographed some pictures, which are in the book. And he looked at me after he tasted it. He goes, Joe, I love skate.
That's remarkable. By the way, Dover sole is a specialty, since I also spent time in the UK and got the real Dover sole from the Straits. Not to be confused with the sole that is being sold in California and other places under the name of Dover sole, which is a sin.
This is true.
Right?
This is true. But the same thing happens with Dobasol, with Grupa, with Red Snapper, and other items.
They're just not the real thing, so to say, right?
That's correct.
Now, as we go along, I would like everyone to look at the book with us. Looking means listening. Joe Knows Fish, Taking the Intimidation Out of Cooking Seafood. His name, Joe Guerrera. Have you got a website you'd like to share with my international audience here on Biz Talk Radio?
We do, and it's www.citarella.com, and you can order any seafood you want, and you will get it by 10:30 the next day.
That's unbelievable. As we continue on America's Dining and Travel Guide, I'll be looking at the book closely. It is one of the most gorgeous books I've seen as far as seafood is concerned. And again, the book is called Joe Knows Fish, Taking the Intimidation Out of Cooking Seafood, with the one and only Joe Guerrera, who also runs Citarella. Go online and go to citarella.com. I'll be back in a moment with more of America's Dad. I'm Pierre Wolf, your host.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Heifer believes all people deserve dignity, opportunity, and a future free from hunger. That when people are provided the right tools, education, and livestock, they will transform their lives. Since 1944, Heifer International has given help, healing, and hope to millions of impoverished families in the U.S. and worldwide. You can visit heifer.org to purchase a gift that grows. It may just be the best gift you'll ever give, the gift of everlasting change.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill retail pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
This book, Joe Knows Fish, is absolutely magnificent, and the photography is beyond description. Who was the photographer you worked with, Joe Guerrera?
The photographer and I, his name was is Bill Milne, M-I-L-N-E, and he only does food. And we have become very good friends, and in the book, every recipe has a picture of the raw thing that you're supposed to buy, and the other picture is what it's supposed to look like after it's cooked.
You know what I can't leave out on this show with Joe Guerrera, who operates the company Citarella, C-I-T-A-R-E-L-L-A. Is that your website also, Joe?
Yes, it is. It's Citarella.com, yes.
Citarella.com. Your father took you, first-generation Italian kid, to the Fulton Fish Market, which, according to your description, a gritty outdoor space that was right under the Brooklyn Bridge, New York we're talking about, for the first time when you were 10. What was that impression that still lingers with you, Joe?
You know, I tell you, I was young at that time, but I was always intrigued by the seafood business. I loved the challenge of always trying to buy the best product because, you know, just because you go to the Fulton Fish Market, not all the fish is number one. So it was always a challenge to choose the best product, and I found that very intriguing.
I don't blame you, and the book just shows what really a seafood cookbook should be like. So what are some of the chapters that we shouldn't leave out? Where to start is one of them, right, Joe?
Well, I have a lot of passion, especially in cooking and in food, period. But when it comes to fish, you know, this is something that I started with seafood. And just like you said before, an overcooked piece of fish is a crime, as far as I'm concerned. And what I did, you know, with taking the intimidation out of cooking seafood, I started, there's 10 chapters, but the first chapter is grilling. And the reason why I put that first is grilling a piece of tuna or a piece of swordfish is similar to grilling a steak or grilling a hamburger. So I decided to put grilling first this way to make the people more comfortable with what they're trying to do. And I believe the next one after grilling is baking, which is also relatively easy. Because you just prepare it, put it on a pan, and again, just put it in the oven with time. Timing is everything. You know, whatever the recipe is, whether it's 6 minutes, 8 minutes, that means 6 minutes, 8 minutes. It doesn't mean 12 or 15 minutes. It means 6 or 8 minutes.
You mentioned before, Joe Guerrero, and the beautiful book, Joe Knows Fish. Who published it, and where is it available, by the way?
Joe? I published it myself. I didn't want to wait. I published it myself, and it's available on Amazon.com, and it's also available in all Barnes & Nobles throughout the country. I'm sure it's available in the Denver Barnes & Noble by now. And I want to thank you very much for inviting me back for a second time. Thank you.
No problem. Use fresh ingredients. I believe you mentioned that before, but it has to be underlined. One of the most important parts of cooking is fresh ingredients. Am I correct, Joe?
That's number one in my rules.
That's absolutely. And it says here, pay attention. Don't pick up your phone or leave the room. That's very important also, right?
It's very important because it's everything is a matter of time. And fish cooks very quickly. So when people say, I'm afraid to overcook it, well, the only thing I could tell you is pay attention and you won't overcook it. It's rather good.
Tell me something, the method of cooking, preheat pan or grill so you can saute the fish or grill the fish?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that again, please?
I say you can use a pan to cook the fish, or you can grill it.
Of course.
Now pick some of your favorite recipes quickly because we're nearing the end of this segment. Joe, go ahead.
I would just listen. I happen to love cooking a whole fish, and cooking a whole fish is probably a little bit more intimidating than most, but grilling a good piece of salmon or sauteing sea scallops, or even poaching a piece of salmon. You know, I'll give you a very simple one. Poaching shrimp. People cook shrimp. There's all the people that'll tell you, wait for the water to reboil. Nonsense. You take your pound of shrimp, put it into steaming water. 2 minutes. Look, set your timer for 2 minutes. At 2 minutes, you take it out of the water. You are done. Most shrimps you have, for the most part, I'm sure that I know, even for me, they're overcooked. But it's all about timing. It's very simple. Just have to pay attention.
What about lobster, even though we're talking about money now? Is that mentioned in the book?
Absolutely. It's in the poaching section, and I poach my lobster for 8 minutes. A pound and a quarter lobster, 8 minutes. A 2-pound lobster would be 12 minutes. Look, after 8 minutes, take it out, you are done. Of course, you put water in the pan, and you put a cover on it. Just look at your clock, wait for 8 minutes. I guarantee you it will be perfect.
What do you do with oysters, Joe Guerrero?
Oysters. Well, there's three different recipes that I have. One's on the half shell, eating them raw, which I happen to love. And what I really like to do is I love to have oysters from different points. In other words, I'll get 6 oysters from Maine, 6 oysters from Massachusetts, and 6 oysters from Rhode Island. And I will taste the difference, compare the salinity, the plumpness, the saltiness, I would compare them to see which ones I like better. So while I'm doing that, a gentleman next to me, at the table next to me, he orders oysters also. But I see him put cocktail sauce on it. I see him put squeezed lemon on it. He's never going to taste the actual true flavor of the oyster by doing that.
I want to thank you, Joe Guerrero. and he is the owner of Citarella, C-I-T-A-R-E-L-L-A. You get the fish next morning by 10 o'clock. Don't go away. Much more to come on America's Dining and Travel Guide. Thanking Joe Guerrero with a beautiful book, Joe Knows Fish. I'll be back in a moment.
Thank you.
If you missed open enrollment for Obamacare and are without health insurance, I have good news for you. Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate and the president of Benefits by Design. The federal government has reopened enrollment for Obamacare health insurance beginning March 15th, which means you can apply for health insurance with one of our licensed exchange certified agents who will walk you through the process to see if you qualify for a subsidy that could pay for all or part of your health insurance. And how much does using one of our licensed agents cost you? Nothing. That's right, it costs you nothing, and we're there to help you 24/7 after you enroll. So don't miss this second chance. Call 913-385-2224. That's 913-385-2224 or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com. Once again, that phone number, 913-385-2224 or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Biz Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining me, Pierre Wolf, host of America's Dining and Travel Guide, each and every Sunday for 2 hours, right here on Biz, B-I-Z, Talk Radio, America's Dining and Travel Guide, of which I am the host. Once again, the one and only Mr. Graydon Gig Gwynn, who also has authored a book called Travel Dreams Sold Here. And he claims the explorer that he is, who has visited every country on earth. Welcome to America's Dining. Gig, how's it going?
Well, it's going beautiful. As a matter of fact, Pierre, here in St. Louis, we're about through the last and final round of the PGA Golf Championship. So it's St. Louis can be very hot, but today is very nice, so we're all excited about golf. And I thought, Pierre, we'd talk a little bit about golf because it's very, very popular with vacation travelers. And I want to start off right away by saying I've played one of the nicest courses in the United States, and it's an area you know pretty well because it's the Broadmoor down in Colorado Springs.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, what a wonderful golf course they have. I have never played golf, so you have to carry this part of the show. That's for sure.
Well, I'll tell you, Pierre, speaking of the Broadmoor, it's a course that kind of plays up into the mountains, so it's incredibly pretty. It's a very hard course. I enjoyed it. Played it pretty well the day I was there on a convention, and it's a good way to start out talking about golf. You know, Pierre, golf has expanded around the world greatly, partially because resorts, when they are located in special areas, like to put a golf course in or two to attract guests coming in. So the famous ones throughout the United States, the Greenbrier in West Virginia, and several other of the major resorts.
How about
actually
Pebble Beach? Pebble Beach on the Monterey Peninsula, and also Spyglass Hill. Pine Valley.
Spyglass. Pebble Beach is a lovely course, and it's a public course. A lot of people don't know that. You can buy a package and play Pebble Beach and Spyglass, and there's a third one called the Inn at Spanish Bay, and it's a links course, or in other words, it's linked to the water, to the ocean. So that's a wonderful experience. I've done it. Also out there are several very, very famous golf courses, again, public courses, that people can play if they're, say, in California. You got to wait till the smoke clears from the fires. But anywhere from San Diego all the way up to the Oregon border, there's wonderful, wonderful golf courses. Pierre, let me tell you that golf has really expanded. Canada being attached to us very much, particularly in the Rockies and around Vancouver up at Whistler, has built some beautiful, what we would call mountain courses. In other words, courses either in the mountains or right at the edge of the mountains. So visually, a lot of the shots that a golfer, he or she would take, you had that wonderful feeling of natural beauty. And, of course, in Canada, there also the flowers grow very well. So you have beautiful vistas on top of that. You know, golf started in Scotland and expanded to England and Ireland. And
right. The Queen of the Scots started at St. Andrews Musselburgh in 1551. That's one of my research on golf. The Queen of
Mary
the
Queen
Scots.
Of Scots was one of the first people to ever mention golf in a published form. And, you know, you can go to Scotland and play, again, a lot of the very famous courses. I played Murrayfield and the old course at St. Andrews, Carnoustie, Glen Eagles, Turnberry, and Troon, so among others. So that's a wonderful golf experience. It's going to cost you a few bucks, but it's really very well organized, and you can hit into the heather or the gorse or get your hand pricked by the needles and really have a golf experience. Also, I might mention not only England has wonderful golf courses, but Ireland has great courses. And when I was over there a few years ago, I went south of Dublin to where the Marriott and Ritz-Carlton have properties, and they have a course down there called Druid's Glen, which was an old English estate that they have made a golf course on. I do believe it rivals Augusta National's is the prettiest course I think I've ever seen in my life. It's
you know, I have a question for you, Gig. My question is, what makes a course beautiful and outstanding, exceptional? What makes a golf course really a standard maker?
Well, some of the subtle things are a lot of stone or brickwork. Walls or backups. And the other part is just the natural landscape. If you have a big hill, then you have a good designer design a hole that is challenging to the golfers, sometimes difficult, but always beautiful if you have a really good course. So as a result of that, you've got a whole series of different golf courses. I must admit, Pierre, even though you're not a golfer, I am, and the joy and wonderment of playing a course, either famous or not so famous, that has a lot of character to it. Also, another thing to answer your question that makes a golf course pretty is water. Rivers, streams, lakes, ponds. They all add to the excitement. Not so much exciting when you put your ball in the water.
That's
the idea is to get
to
it
say.
Over
yes.
the water. Yeah. And hopefully, you know, chip and putt, put yourself in a good position for an enjoyable round of golf. You know, Pierre, golf can be enjoyed from a young age to a very old age. It can be enjoyed by men and women. It can be enjoyed by big, tall people or very short people, people who are a little robust and round, or people who are skinny as heck. It's a wonderful sport, and it's a sport that you don't depend on other people to win or lose like baseball or football or basketball. When you're playing golf and you make a bad shot, you can't blame it on anybody but yourself. So that is one of the real appeals of golf. And I consider golf as light adventure. You can go out and play, get yourself a little tired, go back in the spa and hit the hot tub and get ready for a nice meal with some local wines and some local food. So that's good. And I guess I would have to say to you, Pierre, the surprise is that so many countries in the world that you would not believe are big in golf, like France and Germany. Of course, the most fanatical are the Japanese, but it's so expensive to get on their courses that it's hard to do. And China has made a decision not to build any golf courses because it's a lot of space, takes a lot of acreage, number one, and number two, it takes a lot of water in a lot of cases. And they don't want to either give up their space or their water.
We'll talk a little bit more, and then we'll talk about a caddy. Can that be fun for a youngster to be a caddy? And what is caddy all about? And what about tee time? That we're going to talk with none other than Graydon Gwynn. I call him Gig, who has written the book Travel Dreams Sold Here. And we'll continue to talk about golf right here on America's Dining and Travel Guide. And we are here each and every Sunday for 2 hours. So don't go away after the first hour, second hour, straight ahead. I'm Pierre Wolf, your host, along with none other than Graydon Gwynn, talking about golf. Stay with us.
In 1925, Broadmoor Hotels founder Spencer Penrose built a honeymoon lodge high atop Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado. Today, you'll find the Broadmoor Hotel and Resort as one of our nation's most highly rated resorts. Five diamond and five stars, outstanding cuisine, a magnificent new infinity pool, world-class golf and tennis, and a state-of-the-art spa. Visit the Broadmoor with its breathtaking mountain environment in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Avail yourself of family packages and summer specials at the Grand Dame of the Rockies, the Broadmoor Hotel. Enjoy Rocky Mountain grandeur at the Broadmoor Hotel. For more information, call 1-800-634-7711. That's 1-800-634-7711. For those of you who've never visited Colorado or Colorado Springs, visit the internet at www.broadmoor.com.
Heifer believes all people deserve dignity, opportunity, and a future free from hunger. That when people are provided the right tools, education, and livestock, they will transform their lives. Since 1944, Heifer International has given help, healing, and hope to millions of impoverished families in the U.S. and worldwide. You can visit heifer.org to purchase a gift that grows. It may just be the best gift you'll ever give, the gift of everlasting change.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
1-800-875-1845.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Biz Talk Radio.
Again, we have the great Graydon Gig Gwynn quite often here on America's Dining and Travel Guide, and we're talking about golf. I asked a question about caddying, being a caddy. Can that be fun? It's all
well,
yours,
not only Gabe. That, it's a introduction for young people generally, certainly on American courses, to learn the game, and it's you know, for young people, it's good exercise, and you usually carry your someone's bag. I know that in Europe, for the most part, caddies are required. Certainly in Scotland, I played in Scotland, and I was playing Carnoustie, which is a very famous course just north of St. Andrews, around the Firth of Tay. And I got in the second hole, and I hit the ball, and my caddy looked at me, and he said, "You hit the ball straight down the middle." I said, "What'd you say?" "You hit the ball straight down the middle." "Oh," I said, "straight down the middle. Oh, that's good, yeah." And usually an older caddy is usually, not always, but for the most part, pretty good, knows his course, and usually probably is a better golfer than you are, unless you're really good. They're a lot of fun. It's a good chance. Overseas, Spain, Portugal, anywhere, to kind of get to know the locals, and it's really a great joy. There are five or six courses at St. Andrews, and you have to have a caddy on all of them, which means you don't usually take a cart, you walk the course. And I learned very quickly, certainly in the old course in St. Andrews, when the caddies start to put on their rain gear, that means a storm's coming in right away, and you better put your rain gear on. So I got my Gore-Tex on just before the rain hit out there. As far as Pierre, you mentioned getting reservations for resort courses. In a lot of cases, you get the reservation when you make your hotel or resort booking. That way, you don't get cheated out if there's a tournament or something taking you away. I know out in California. I was playing a course called Rancho Bernardo, which is pretty well known outside of San Diego. And I got there, and sure enough, there was a big convention, and I was unable to play for a couple days. I found other courses in the area, but I couldn't play Rancho Bernardo. So usually, if you're going to play somewhere, you make your reservations in advance. And in a lot of cases, the reservations are more valuable than the resort reservation. So that's an important part of golf.
Tell me something. And of course, how do you ever get to see Tiger Woods or Jack Nicklaus, those two champions of golf? Do you ever get to watch them, Jake?
Well, I've talked to both of them. I met Jack Nicklaus down in Freeport, Bahamas, in the copy room. In the old days, we would have called that a Xerox room. He came in, and I said, "What's a guy like you doing getting your own copies?" And he said, "Well, I need it." He's an awful nice guy, and I was a marshal for one of the PGA tournaments, and I had a small conversation with Tiger Woods. He is an easy-to-talk-to guy. So there's a chance, and I've talked to several other of the known pros, because I've been to Augusta National for the Masters, which is the first major golf tournament of the year, every year, usually in April, down in Augusta, Georgia. So that's always a treat, particularly the days, Pierre, before the course, the actual tournament. They have practice rounds, and the golfers are learning the course a little better, but they're loose and relaxed. They're not uptight. So as a result of that, you've got a situation where you can, in many cases, talk with a lot of the pros, although that's not necessarily the most important thing in the world. It is.
Tell me something, Dick. Have you ever been on a PGA tour?
Well, I've certainly been to PGA tournaments. I've been four or five of them. I enjoy it. But you're there as a spectator, and, you know, it's a very polite part of golf. When I was a marshal, I ran up to one of the greens with, I would guess, Pierre, 5,000 people around me, and I threw my hands up, which means silence, please. And there was a player putting, and he started to putt and then walked back and then putted. And I realized there was 5,000 people in a horseshoe around this putter, and I could hear the birds chirping. Now, that's a pretty darn polite fans that won't even make a sound. You can hear the birds chirp. It's definitely a polite person's game, both men and women. Enjoy it because it's, I don't know if I'd want to say elegant, but it's certainly well-mannered in its approach to life.
What do you do when a storm all of a sudden hits the area where you're playing? Okay.
Well, for the first, that's an interesting point because, Pierre, for the first thing, when a storm hits and it's lightning, they blow horns and you have to get off the course. That's the rule. So there's not much of a question there. You don't stand in the middle of a lightning storm and play golf because you've got an iron rod in your hand. That's probably not a very good idea. But, you know, sometimes you wait for the storm to pass by, and sometimes you go to what's called the 19th hole, which is usually the local bar at the resort or the golf club, and talk about how bad you were and drink a whole bunch of whiskey and beer and have a good time and then go home. So that's kind of the...
I want to thank you, as usual. It's great to have you. Any advice to a new golfer, quickly, because we are coming to a halt of the first hour, second hour straight ahead. Go ahead, Gig.
Yeah, sure. The advice is get yourself a little lesson, and don't take it too seriously for a while, because it's a hard game when you first start out. After a while, it can be a great joy.
Thank you very much. Second hour straight ahead. A bientôt. A tout à l'heure. A wiedersehen. I'll see you in the second hour of America's Dining and Travel Guide, right here on Biz Talk Radio. I'm Pierre Bull, your host.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.